And I've got Clint Ewink on the line. He's the Greens candidate for Swan. Welcome to Noongar Radio, Clint.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me.
Excellent. Okay, can you explain the Greens' policy when it comes to people seeking refuge?
Yes, it's a sad state of affairs at the moment. What the Greens are looking to do is, we've always opposed offshore processing for people seeking refuge and calling the major parties to end cruel treatment of refugees. A few days ago, we released our plan to make Australia's immigration system humane and fair. It's a plan for a system that reflects our values properly as an open and compassionate society. So we'll be looking to end offshore detention and boat turnbacks, hold a Royal Commission into the past decade of cruelty and torture.
Okay. So Clint, you're a Noongar man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this situation has been going on for, like, I don't know, what, 2 decades or something like that since they started turning back the boats or something. What is the I don't know, the Greens' position on how people are running away from all those situations that make them run? Like, it's ridiculous that we're saying people aren't refugees when they actually are refugees.
Yeah, so we really need people to be properly processed, have the resources there to have them processed quickly, and have an opportunity to have a safe passage through into our community, and not be stuck on temporary visa situations where they can't do that, they're separated from their families. It's something that Noongars and other First Nations people are quite familiar with in terms of the way our families are split up for many generations, and all the trauma that comes from that. So really this system is playing out to create similar traumas that we've experienced as First Nations people, really based on that colonial mindset of locking people up first, and it's causing a lot of problems, a lot of heartache. And you know, there's a lot of people that want to fix it, and we have an opportunity this Saturday to change the makeup of Parliament so we can help all these people.
Okay, that's good. So, Clint, why are you calling for solidarity between First Nations people and people seeking refuge?
Sorry, what was that?
Why are you calling for solidarity?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, like we've definitely got that shared history in terms of, you know, we were refugees in our own country in a lot of respects. People that were rounded up into missions, split from our families, our culture, you know, really attacked and destroyed in some instances. And, you know, we're strong people. We have that shared history of violence and trauma, and pushing it back against those colonial forces. And, you know, we're seeing that again playing out in the 21st century, which is a real shame.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in the major parties, but I'm not surprised because they are playing on that racist kind of mindset.
They have a permanent racist mindset. They even bag each other about their surnames, like they did recently with the opposition leader. You know, they're using an attack ad using his surname, and basically disparaging him because he is of Italian Mediterranean heritage. Like, this is ridiculous stuff, and yet the white people seem to find it amusing.
Yeah, it really is sickening, and the bar has dropped so low that a lot of people are switching off from it. And I don't blame them, really. But, you know, we're trying to cut through the noise, and, you know, I really appreciate you having me on this program to get the message out that the Greens actually have a plan going forward. We have solid policies, and a lot of people aren't hearing that from the major parties because they've just resorted to this.
It's a propaganda machine. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, we're in the final week of the campaign. How have you been finding it?
Oh, it's been fantastic. In Swan, the Greens, we've had our biggest campaign ever. We've gone to over 12,000 houses across the electorate, talking to people over the last 9 or 10 months. And a lot of people are really happy to hear about, you know, us putting mental and dental health into Medicare, addressing the housing crisis in terms of, you know, people waiting on the public housing wait list for over a year to 10 years. It's crazy. So we've got a plan to address that, make housing affordable, address the cost of living by bringing down energy prices, getting cheap renewable energy rolled out across the country, and really, really displaying a vision for people, whatever their circumstances are, including bringing all government support payments above the poverty line, which, you know, will impact and help people almost immediately. And we're just not seeing that kind of vision from the government at the moment. And, you know, we're offering that viable alternative.
We haven't seen that vision from this government at all in the last 10 years. What's your message to people who may be thinking of voting for you?
Yeah, so the Greens stand for the community. Yeah, I'm definitely a community-minded person. You know, we don't receive corporate donations, so we ultimately and only serve the community. It's our number one and only priority. So, you know, like I said, we want to address the cost of living because this is the thing that people are bringing up constantly. It's affecting everyone. I was personally priced out of my rental, and I know how much it's hurting people, it's hurting families. And we can definitely change that. We can take the control away from the corporate donors that heavily influence the Labor and Liberal parties, get more Greens into government. You know, we can get into balance of power in the Parliament. We've got Dorinda Cox, who's our lead Senate candidate, who's the Yamatji Noongar woman and representative of our community and our issues. And if the Greens are in balance of power in the next Parliament, you know, we can bring all these measures in and get some big changes for this country.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay.
We're on track, Mark. We're on track.
Well, that's good.
Which is fantastic. Yeah.
Well, there's quite a few issues that I'd like to touch on. I know we don't have time, but there's a thing going on in Canberra at the moment where the courts have ruled against a certain whistleblower being able to use evidence that the government did things illegally. Where do you stand on whistleblowers?
Yeah, we definitely protect we're advocating for the protection of the rights of whistleblowers, particularly in the public service. We know, I'm a former public servant, and public servants know as much about how government agencies work as well as anyone, if not better than anyone. And if there's wrongdoing and things that need to be brought to the public eye, these are public services that we pay for as taxpayers, and they're to serve us as Australians. So, you know, we need that protection there to fix these systemic problems.
Well, the government The government seems to be able to break our own laws with impunity. That's what it looks like to me when I see whistleblowers being held up in the court system like the way that's been happening right now. And I'm just wondering, there has to be some sort of proactive way to push forward the idea that exposing wrongdoing is not wrongdoing in itself.
Yeah, exactly. And that needs to be reflected in the law. So the makeup of the next parliament will ultimately determine if we can have the laws in place there to protect whistleblowers and have a system there for processes for bringing these things to light to go forward and actually address these problems in our system.
Excellent. Any one last word or so before you go? You've got only 2 days left.
Yeah, it's like I said, we've been campaigning for 10 months in Swan, and it's been a long journey. But yeah, we're finally here, so I really encourage everyone to get out and vote ASAP. We have had a lot of instances of people getting isolated with or close contacts with COVID or having COVID themselves. In Swan, for instance, there's a polling station in Belmont, not far from the Belmont Tavern, and there's one in Cannington as well, but there's some in every area. So if you can get out in person, go out and vote today, or there is a phone service if you've already been caught up with COVID. So, yeah, I encourage you, let's not wait another 3 years.
Yes,
we've got
exactly.
A real opportunity to change, not just change as government, because that's not good enough, just to flip between the major parties. We've got an opportunity here to put the Greens in the balance of power and actually get a voice there for our community. And yeah, and we can put, speaking of the voice, we can get the truth treaty and voice situation for our people front and centre on the agenda in the next parliament.
Excellent. Clint Ewink, Noongar candidate for the city of Swan, or for the electorate of Swan. Thanks for being on Noongar Radio this morning.